folk hunting and game keeping. The hunting lodge you are standing in front of can be considered somewhere in the middle between the grand hunting chateau and the more common gamekeeper's hut. Notice how tastefully it is set into the landscape, and how its terrace offers the perfect opportunity for observing animals. As we saw with John's castle, hunting large animals used to be, on pain of strict punishment, the privilege of the nobility. Normal subjects could only hunt small birds, an activity known as bird trapping, or chishba. This now forgotten art used to be a source of entertainment and food for a great many of our ancestors. Proof of this can also be found in the Czech language. Many places in the landscape are called čihadla, or hides, and it is a common saying that we walk into a trap. The small birds that were caught were not only an easy source of protein, but also became pets whose song delighted their owners. Bird trapping disappeared from this country after the Second World War, and today it is, of course, illegal. In the 19th century, hunting large animals ceased to be a privilege of the elite and became open to the greater masses. It is important to realize that in this country, hunting does not just mean the pursuit of wild animals. Nowadays, hunting farmers take care of game to ensure there is enough to shoot. Game also tends to be fed, vaccinated against rabies, for example, and drinking troughs, feeders, and other equipment is set up for them. Looking after wild animals like this can result in a surprising problem. For instance, deer numbers may rise too high, and animals can damage trees by gnawing at them.